Radio Prague News.
The Chief of Staff of the Czech Army, Petr Pavel, has visited Czech soldiers serving in the EU training mission in war-damaged Mali. Czech farmers made a record profit in 2014, according to figures released by the Czech Statistics Office on Friday, and the cleaning up of toxic sludge left by the former chemical plant Ostramo in Ostrava should be completed by 2022. The Chief of Staff of the Czech Army, Petr Pavel, on Thursday visited Czech soldiers serving in the EU training mission in war-damaged Mali. General Pavel, who is set to take a senior NATO post next summer, met with the mission head Alfons Garcia Vaquero, who thanked him for the excellent work of the Czech soldiers. The Czech Army on Thursday started rotating its soldiers taking part in the mission. The Czech unit in the African state is responsible for guarding the mission's headquarters, escorting convoys and the training of new soldiers. The state in Central Africa was the subject of civil strife when Islamic rebels took over a large part of the country. Czech farmers made a record profit in 2014, according to figures released by the Czech Statistics Office on Friday. Agricultural earnings increased by nearly 40% to 22.9 billion crowns, which represents the best result since 1989 when monitoring started. The record figure is the result of an exceptionally good harvest and higher subsidies. The value of agricultural production increased by more than 8 billion crowns compared with 2013 to 136.6 billion. Revenues from cultivation of crops reached 79.5 billion and livestock production rebounded after several years of decline to total 51.6 billion. The cleaning up of toxic sludge left by the former chemical plant Ostramo in Ostrava should be completed by 2022, Ministry of Industry and Trade Jan Mládek said on Friday. The most offensive waste is expected to be dealt with already by the end of 2016. The polluted lagoons remain one of the major ecological problems for the Czech Republic. Some 200,000 tons of waste was removed in the past, but thousands more were unexpectedly uncovered. The winner of a tender to remove the additional sediment should be chosen by the end of March. A court in Prague on Friday sentenced a 24-year-old man to 7 years in prison for killing a woman in a hit-and-run incident. Last August, Marek Buček drove his black BMW into a bus stop at Prague's district of Smíchov, hitting a 21-year-old woman who died at the scene. He abandoned the car and fled before turning himself in to the police later that day after his photo appeared in the media. The man received a suspended sentence for breaking into cars and shops in the past. The transport of munition from the Vrbětice depot, which was severely damaged last year by a blast, to an army storage site in Květná will continue on Saturday, a spokeswoman for the Zlín police department told the CTK news agency on Friday. 31 lorries with munition belonging to several private companies have so far been removed from the site. According to the Interior Ministry, there were some 7,000 tons of ammunition, including some 1,000 tons of explosive, in the storage facility at the time of the blast. The ministry expects it will take up to 400 lorries to remove all the material. I am Ruth Franková, and that's the end of the news.